Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of those things, a couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in that.
What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic.
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
The pumps make the yams more yammier.
The whats make the whats more whattier?
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it and use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yeah.
Good morning and welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy here with you on a Friday. We made it. It's Friday, Randy. The weekend's right around the corner.
Yeah,
good
whatever.
Morning to you, my friend.
I'm good, man. Yeah, whatever. Show day off. Yeah, you done for the weekend.
Well, yeah, but you get to hang out on the college football game
with
time
no college
show.
Football.
What do you mean no college football?
Man, I don't want to hear it.
The national championship happen on Monday, so you guys can react
Saturday.
To that. I know Brian was telling me about you guys got a bunch of lists to go through. I know how you love lists.
And he knows I hate that joint. That's why he do it.
What?
I'm a hate list, man.
It's almost list season. Not quite list season. Because the NFL still
But
going
anyway,
on.
This Friday, I got a job. I got 4 hours to do on Friday. Then I'll just pretend tomorrow is, you know.
Well, there's also really, I don't know. I think.
It's list season.
No, it isn't. Not yet. It's almost list season. Like February. That's when list season starts. You also have some college football news out of Athens to talk about tomorrow, too. And if it's okay, we'll talk about it today also.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, good. Breaking news, and I know John and Hugh were talking about it at the end of their show. We hinted at it over the last few days. John Chuckery had Mark Schlabaugh from ESPN on last night on his show talking about the name Todd Monken. Well, it sounds like it is going to be official. That Todd Monken is going to be hired by Kirby Smart to add to the offensive staff. I don't know exactly what his role is going to be in Athens. They have not announced that yet. I have a hard time believing that he's the offensive coordinator. James Coley is going to be the offensive coordinator, I think. But from a Georgia perspective, based on what everybody was telling me and complaining about all season, the last couple of seasons, Georgia fans should be happy, right? You got a dual threat quarterback and you got an offensive mind in the offensive room now that is a much more modern style of offensive play caller and offensive thinker.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't want to get caught up in the trend that people are thinking that now all of a sudden everything's going to be different. Like,
okay.
We're going to be LSU, and it's not going to happen. You're going to be more creative, but you're still not going to go the five, the split, and all that stuff. If you don't got the guy that pulled the trigger for it, I mean, you know, you're going to have to, if Jamie Newman is the quarterback for Georgia next year, you're going to have to play to his strengths. And his strength isn't what Joe Burrow just did. That's not what he does, but he can do certain things. And everybody talks about, oh, he throws a beautiful deep ball. He does. What about all the other ones? You know, I mean, you just can't throw deep the whole game. But, yeah, I mean, I'm anxious to see what goes on with it. And if I know Kirby, just like I know Nick Saban, he probably won't have a title. You know what I'm saying? He won't have it. He'll just have an offensive assistant or offensive analyst. I mean, I'm sure that you don't bring a guy like him in and do not, take a lot of his input in how the offense should run. I'm sure – I mean, I know Coley pretty well to know that Coley doesn't have an ego. And it's all about team and everything. So, I mean, we'll see how it goes. But, I mean, it's a big-time get, I guess, because, you know, he's a guy that is a very creative guy, very creative offensive mind. What kind of schemes does he bring to this table? That's my biggest thing.
Yeah, and if you just look at his track record, and I know last year with Cleveland wasn't great, but you go back to his days in
college.
But
he didn't call plays at Cleveland.
He was at Oklahoma State as the offensive coordinator, and everybody knows what those offenses have done at Oklahoma State. Up-tempo, spread, scoring a lot of points. I don't expect the spread to be a ton of what Georgia does next year, but up-tempo, yeah. And the reason he's here, Randy, is because you wanted to evolve your thinking a little bit. Now, look, I'm not saying they're going to change everything. I'm not saying they're going to completely scrap the identity of what Kirby wants the offense to be, but We talked to DJ Shockley about it earlier this week, and he told us that Kirby's been trying to get that type of quarterback here for a while. Obviously, he has been bringing that type of quarterback to Georgia. It just isn't a matter of that guy starting. Justin Fields didn't start. Dewan Mathis is a dual-threat quarterback. Jamie Newman is a dual-threat quarterback, and he's there now and the presumed starter next season. So the natural thought process would be, or the natural decision-making process would be, if you have that guy now, we'll bring in somebody who knows how to use him correctly.
That's the most important thing right there, is if you don't, what's the point of bringing in a guy like a Jamie Newman if you're not going to use the skill set to the best of your ability? This is last year here.
Because they already did that. They brought in Justin Fields and didn't use the skill set correctly.
So, I mean, there's no reason for that to occur again. And, you know, what makes me mad, is I hate to say it, is that why did we have to use Justin Fields along your lesson when you got this kid? You know, and I think that frustrates me a lot.
That's
because
a hard way to learn.
You know
a
what I'm saying? Because, you know, you lost him because you didn't know how to use him. So right now you're at a point where you got all off season to work together and figure this thing out. And that's the great thing about it, is it's different from the NFL because you don't have a lot of media around when you're doing all this stuff. It's just you in that beautiful football building, the Butzmer building, and you just get to work.
And the good news is, because Jamie Newman's a graduate transfer, he's there. He's on campus. As soon as Monken gets over there, if he's not already over there today, they get to work. And they get to work on trying to figure out what exactly it is that they want to do on offense differently next year to make sure that, you know, you're not struggling to score 24 points a game. You give yourself, this is what we've been asking, at least what I've been asking for all season long, was give yourself margin of error.
Yes.
Because you're not going to be perfect.
No.
The idea of playing perfect football is impossible. Right. No one's going to do that. And if Georgia was going to beat teams like LSU and Ohio State and Alabama and Clemson and the other teams that they were in the same conversation with, sort of, this last season, I think it's pretty clear that they weren't quite on the same level as those teams, and we saw that play out when they played LSU. But if they were going to compete with those teams this last year, they had to play perfect. It's impossible. It's impossible to play perfect football. Give yourself that extra margin of error. Score more points. Give yourself more chances to score more points. Take more shots. Run more plays. That, to me, seems like the direction that they're going. And, you know, good. Better late than never, I suppose. It would have been great to do it a couple years ago, but better late than never.
And I think that's the thing. Better late than never. So, I mean, a lot of times in life, especially in sports, people want change. I mean, not necessarily just change right then and there, but just, you know what? Let's just figure something out. Let's add something. Let's make it seem like we're doing something extra. I don't know how this hire is going to go, but – you know, we'll see. That's the thing about. That's the great thing about, you got a long time. It also sucks because you got a long time till you go see it, and you get an opportunity to see what's going on with this situation. But I mean, we talked to Shock. Shock even said it. Kirby has recruited these guys. Kirby's trying to evolve. I bring up what Nick Saban said on the pregame of the national championship game. You know, that the old school defensive, because usually the defensive guys have got to find a way to get out of their way. You know, not necessarily get out of way, evolve, because we knew what really made Nick Saban evolved. He couldn't stop those offenses.
Right.
So he's like, well, hell, if I can't stop them, I will join them, you know, and then be able to contain them a little bit. But you're not going to completely stop teams that have athletes like an LSU and thing, but you can go blow for blow with them. You can go score for score with them. So
if you can score with them, maybe you can actually beat them, versus what Georgia did in the SEC championship game, which was neither of those things. We'll get back into this in about 10 minutes and what's trending. Handful of other things to get into in just a minute. But first, let's give away $1,000.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is
PACE. PACE, P-A-C-E. Oh. The code word, national signing bonus code word for 10 o'clock is PACE, P-A-C-E. You have until 10:59 to text PACE to 72881 from your cell phone. Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. And for complete rules, visit 929thegame.com/rules.
Maybe that's PACE. What Todd Monken brings in part to the Georgia offense.
A little pace.
A little more pace.
I like it.
A little more tempo.
I like how your play on words it's been so excellent so
Thank
far.
Thank you, Randy. It's Friday. I've had a lot of coffee, so I'm feeling pretty good.
You all right over there?
You know, and I don't know if this makes me a bad person or a good friend or, you know, like a little brother or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But for whatever reason, when stuff like this happens, like I play out some a little bit down the road and storylines that may emerge and things that might annoy you.
Right.
Because I know it's going to annoy you.
What's
like
that?
So much.
What's that?
When the offense looks slightly different at G-Day,
mm-hmm.
and everyone tries to evaluate what happens at G-Day.
Right.
Did you see the tempo they were playing with
uh-huh.
out there with Jamie Newman
mm-hmm.
on G-Day? Yeah. And then Randy goes, who cares? Yeah. We'll see what happens when the game's actually
because, I mean, that's what I
saw that happening
in my
mind.
But you know that's going to happen.
It made me smile.
You know that's going to happen. You know, college football game time. You know how Terry's going to send us up there to our guys, Johnny's spot up there. We're going to be there for G-Day and everything. I probably won't go, but I hear about it. And everybody's like, oh, real. Oh, dude, he was throwing a ball. Okay.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Or he throws an interception. I told you he sucked. You know. So, I mean, can't win for losing.
No, you can't.
Win for losing.
That's April, and I'm already smiling about it, thinking about how annoyed you're going to be at that conversation.
But I'm working on my annoyance.
Why?
Because, man, I'm trying to be better, Andy.
Better at what?
I don't know. You're tolerating people.
You're the best. Don't change.
I'm trying to get better at tolerating things, man.
You're a tolerant individual.
I am,
tolerate things in your own way.
Yeah, but I'm going to be really, really, really tired.
No, don't. Don't change. Don't change for anybody, Randy. You are how you are, all right? You are how God made you, and that's exactly how you're supposed
to
be. That's not what I was saying, but whatever. We'll get to what's trending in 10 minutes. Another really big story, and we're going to spend some time on it today. Man, I wish we had 5 hours or 6 hours today with everything that's going on, is all this stuff in Major League Baseball.
It's crazy.
I know we talked a bit about it yesterday. At the end of our show, Carlos Beltran stepped down in New York as the Mets manager, which, who knows, maybe that's good news for the Braves.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the Mets are a little hamstrung by not having their manager going into spring training. I know they have to make that hire. Now, the one thing that I want to keep an eye on that worries me a little bit is how it does affect the Braves with these three managerial opens, because Ron Washington's going to be a hot name.
Yeah.
If I'm the Mets or if I'm any of these teams, Ron Washington's a proven great manager in Major League Baseball.
And the thing about it is these ain't no slappy jobs.
Right. These are good jobs.
Good jobs.
Really good jobs.
You know, you go, I mean, you coach in New York. I mean, they got talent.
Yeah.
And then you go, I mean, come on, Houston.
I know Eduardo Perez was a name that was involved in the Mets job.
I thought about him. He would be seemed like he'd be right for the Mets.
I think so.
Yeah, he'd be right for the Mets. Because somebody else said that name also. But then, Houston, where do you go? I mean, because
Ron Washington's had success in the state of Texas.
Because, I mean, even though with all these rumors and all this stuff and, factual stuff that actually did happen, those players, like those Altuves, as much as people were on him, he ain't going nowhere.
Probably
Correa,
not.
Correa, he ain't going nowhere.
Probably
is
not.
Is Verlander still there?
Yeah.
Is Cole? I mean, no, Cole's gone.
Here's the thing, though. Like, this is the part of it that I don't believe right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that no player is going to have to answer for this.
Say it again?
I don't believe that there's not going to be any players that have to answer for what happened.
I don't think there's going to be any players.
I think that there are.
How can you prove what player? So you're going to suspend all of them?
I don't think they're going to suspend all of them. I think the investigation is going to have to get a little bit. Because here's the thing, Randy.
Right.
People are starting to snitch.
Yeah, oh,
people
yeah.
are trying to protect themselves.
Oh, yeah. And the thing about it is the guy who snitched, all I said is, would you have been snitching if he was still with Houston?
Of course he wouldn't.
Okay, then.
Because he was benefiting
exactly.
from
it. Exactly. So that's the only thing I hate about snitches. When you benefited from it and then you leave.
I know.
And then you start snitching. No, I don't like that.
But that's the thing, though.
I don't like
there's players that are going to try to protect themselves.
I don't like that.
I don't like it either. But I just have a hard time believing that, nope, the players were the ones doing it.
Yes, I know. That's what I'm saying. But my
somebody's going to have to pay for it.
Who do you make pay for it?
Investigate. I don't know.
We know how Major League Baseball and their investigations are. Some other stuff going to come out.
No, you're right. Exactly. And that's why baseball doesn't want to do it, because it's so rampant. But I don't know if they can avoid it at this point. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. But it seems to get crazier every single day. We'll get back into that a little bit more in what's trending. We'll also get into what Mike Vrabel is talking about here.
You know, and not get our feelings hurt.
Why does Mike Vrabel sound so much like Matt Ryan?
Huh?
Sound just like him there. What feelings is he talking about? All that and more coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ladies and gentlemen, for what's trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
What's trending here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy to kick things off on a Friday, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Protect your home against heating and cooling breakdowns with a tune-up for just $89.95 or upgrade to a new Trane system for just $109.99 a month. Big news, breaking news this morning right before we came on the air, Randy. Trending news is that UGA is bringing in Todd Monken to their staff. He's been an offensive coordinator in both the NFL and in college football. Most recently, he was with the Cleveland Browns, and then he was with Oklahoma State in college as the offensive coordinator a number of years ago. This is what we've been talking about in the offseason. This is bringing in a guy with a different philosophy offensively than what James Coley and Kirby Smart have been doing. And I think ultimately it's the right thing to do. Now, what is his role going to be? I don't know. What is his title going to be? I don't know. But he's going to have say-so in what they do offensively.
Yeah, I mean, some say-so. He's going to have some say-so. And I think the one thing that people are getting hung up on is this Texas Tech type thing, his association with the air raid and all that. I mean, Kirby wanted to take more shots down the field, you know, but maybe this is a more creative way. He's going to bring a more creative way to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's what he's going to bring. And I, like I said in the opening, you know, I know Coley, and I know Coley's not a prideful, oh, it's my way or the highway type person. I mean, if this guy can come in and help us win and help this offense grow, then, you know, he's going to be all for it. My thing is and just like Nick Saban and just like Ed Orgeron, these guys, you got to trust it. You can't go back if something goes wrong or if it's not going the way you want it. You can't be like, okay, we're going to go back to, you know, three yards in the cloud of dust and then throw it on third down. You can't get that way. You got to trust that process of you're giving these guys this autonomy to put this offense in or whatever you're going to do to the offense. Because like the dude just got hired an hour ago. Or whenever. So you can't go and be like, okay, this ain't working. You know, all right.
Scrap it.
Throw me some tight ends and an extra tackle in there. You know, you can't do that. You got to stay patient with it. I'm anxious to see how it does go because, you know, change is not always a bad thing. You know what I'm saying? And a change in philosophy, because you still have the same philosophy that you want to be a physical football team. You can have that philosophy. You just got to post some things on the side of it.
Yeah.
That's it.
And again, I think this gets at right at what all Georgia fans were asking for throughout the season and at the end of the season, which is, what do we need to do in order to make sure we get over the top? What do you need to do to get that next rung up on the ladder? Because Kirby Smart's done a lot of great work. Kirby Smart has gotten Georgia into the conversation for the college football playoff every single year. They finished fourth at the end of the season this year, right? I mean, that's pretty good. Getting there is hard. The hardest thing is getting from where you are now, which is right at the door, knocking on the door, to being inside the house, to being the kings of college football, and it takes time, and it takes the ability to evolve. Now, whether or not this is going to do that, I don't know, but I understand the philosophy of doing it. I know Roddy Nabalsi from UGA Sports is going to join us at 11:20. We'll be able to ask Roddy a little bit more about what he thinks this is going to mean exactly as far as the specifics go. But James Coley is going to be the offensive coordinator.
Yes.
You don't remove him from that.
No, you don't.
Take the title from him.
But I think that's why I said, could it be kind of an approach like, you know, everybody's going to think how LSU did with, you know, Joe Brady. He didn't call the plays, but he was in the headphones and he was in the ear, Joe Burrow. And so, I mean, it's going to be an interesting dynamic to see how it works. Again, it's just the first day. I'm sure that, you know, when Kirby was discussing things with him, it was discussing his role possibly, because I think he had other jobs in the NFL. I think he just wanted to come back to college. So, still early. We'll see. And we'll get it right.
Yep.
We'll get it right.
Yep. It's just another one of those lines on the list of things that make Georgia's next season very interesting. A lot of changes, a lot of new faces. We talked yesterday about who even is the face of Georgia football from a player perspective. Don't really know. And guys are going to have to emerge next season, and it just makes it all the more interesting. Like we said, Roddy Nabalsi going to join us at 11:20, so we'll get back into that conversation in about an hour from now.
I think he's athletic. I think he's accurate. I think he's prepared. I think he's a really good leader. You know, the guys, he's been able to hold players accountable in his own way. I think that's the whole process of what we've been trying to do, you know, and not get our feelings hurt.
Yeah, that's Mike Vrabel. He really does sound a lot like Matt Ryan. He's talking about Ryan Tannehill there, though. I get what he's getting at. I don't think anybody's scared of Ryan Tannehill going into an AFC championship game. But that's his quarterback, and that's who they're going to battle with on Sunday. And they've won a lot of football games with Ryan Tannehill. Their season changed when Ryan Tannehill took over.
Yeah, he's been a good fit for him. He has been, and you know, I like Ryan. You know, he was a quarterback for my damn Dolphins, and he did take us to the playoffs. He got hurt, you know, and then Matt Moore almost got killed. I like to bring that up because I thought Bud Dupree killed him. But with that being said, you know, even though he is the quarterback, they still have a formula that they want to do offensively. And I said this yesterday, and of course we're going to get into the keys of the game later on, but, you know, they want to get that big play early. But here's the thing. This is not Baltimore. You know what I'm saying? Just because you think you're going to grind out, and I said last week, if Derrick Henry gets 25 carries, you lose. If Derrick gets 25 carries, the Chiefs can still win because of that offense.
Right.
Because they have the potency to throw the ball all over the place.
I think it'd be fun. We'll do this later because I know we're going to pick the games and get to keys to the game and all that. Like, what's a reasonable, and I'm sure maybe there's even a prop bet in Vegas we could find. What's the over-under for Derrick Henry carries? Because I don't know that there's such a thing as too many. Like, if you're leading that football game, there's nothing wrong with giving the ball to Derrick Henry over and over and over again.
Nothing.
Like, I give him the ball 40 times on Sunday if it works.
But you got to see how the game plays out. That's the thing. That's the thing when you play it with the Chiefs because they have so much going on. Now, the thing I'm looking at when you look at how to defend the Chiefs, who you got to double? Because they have nobody that's going to guard Kelce one-on-one. So when do you double him? Do you double him in the field red zone? Tyreek Hill, I mean, his big playability. You look at what they do with the fun things they do with Mecole Hardman. I mean, they got so many things that they can do. My thing is the Andy Reid effect. And, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, his record is what it is in these games like that. So does he coach tight? Does he have bad clock management if it comes down to a late-game decision or something? If I'm Kansas City, I'm trying to get out on them fast.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get up on them fast. So Andy doesn't have to be in that situation.
Yeah, get up 17. Yeah. You don't have to really control the clock that much. You
because
don't have
if, Ryan
that many tough decisions.
If Ryan Tannehill, and I heard Bruschi say this morning, if you're a defensive end and you rush more than 20 times you rush more than 15 times against the Tennessee Titans, that means you're winning. You know what I'm saying? Because the fact is that if Ryan Tannehill's throwing the ball 15 plus times, they're trying to catch up.
God, that's crazy.
They're trying to catch up.
15 is such a low number.
It is.
In reality.
But that's what they want to be.
Yeah, for
that's
them,
what they
for
be.
Them, that's absolutely right. That's just, it's amazing how many different ways you can win in football. I thought Jeff Schultz had a really good article yesterday in The Athletic about the differences between the Falcons in 2019 and the four teams that remain. We'll get to that a little bit later in the NFL No Huddle.
Did you ask your teammates not to tear your shirt? Why was that?
I don't know. I'm too shy. Last time they did that, I got in trouble with my wife.
Jose, your team.
Okay, so that's Ken Rosenthal talking to Jose Altuve after the big home run that he hit, the walk-off home run that he hit against Aroldis Chapman back in 2017. And there is now, is it conspiracy or is it like belief? I don't know. I don't know where it is, but people think and are accusing Altuve and other members of the Astros to have been wearing like wires.
Yeah.
To have been wearing buzzers
that
were alerting them to the pitches that were coming because Jose Altuve jumped all over a changeup. Which is not a pitch that Aroldis Chapman throws all that often.
Yeah.
And he hit it really, really far and won them that baseball game.
He wrote that too. That's the crazy thing about it. He crushed that ball. And, you know, I mean, he got a point because I know that my wife don't want people ripping my clothes off. And okay, never mind. I mean, it was kind of funny and how obvious it was. And then they show him actually going into the dugout, taking it off, and then coming back out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's very suspicious, man.
It's suspicious.
It's very suspicious. But I got irritated yesterday when everybody was showing every picture of any baseball player with a little lump or something on the jersey. That, like, drove me crazy. I'm like, dude. And now everybody's snitching on everybody. They snitching on Mike Trout. They snitching on everybody. All right? And in certain sports, in certain instances, stitches don't get them. They don't get stitches. They need to get them. But it's a bad look. We were talking about in the last segment. I don't think any players are going to pay any price for it because I don't think Major League Baseball wants to open up something else.
Oh, you know damn well Major League Baseball doesn't want to. Major League Baseball knew about this in 2017.
They sat on it for two years until it came out. That's why he came out immediately and said, no players will be punished.
That's wild, though. Like, that's a whole nother conversation. Are we cool with the leagues just lying to us?
I mean,
I guess not lying, withholding information. I guess
is the product good?
Is it? It's fine.
I mean, you know, regionally, you know, locally,
it's pretty good, I guess.
929 The Game's fourth annual Game Bowl is the Paper Football Championship, and it's back now, a week from tomorrow, actually. It started strikes over in Sandy Springs. We do have all the spots, but you can register as an alternate on the events page at 929thegame.com. Thank you to our Game Bowl sponsors, Stars and Strike, Lit Vodka, and Priority Men's Medical Center. Come get your loot.
All right, we'll come back. It'll be time for Big Deal, Small Deal, No Deal. Brian Gebhardt steps in studio with us here on a Friday. And if you missed it yesterday, he's got a fancy new open. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brian made a great point, though. The yam ratio, it's going to be all right up there.
J-Lo.
On the stage, all the backup
Shakira.
Dancers.
No, J-Lo and Shakira.
You got to think of the backup dancers, too. You are in Miami.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a lot of yammage up there.
It's gonna be a yammy halftime show.
Oh yeah, I'm about to watch it.
Again, Dad, I'm so proud of what I get to do every single day with these guys. It's great.
And I'll run for miles just to get a taste. Must be
yams on the brain.
That's got me feeling this way. It beats me black and blue, but if
it must be.
It must be. It must be. But all right, again, we're going to focus more.
Yams on the brain.
Gotta focus more.
We do have Yam ADD, man. Yeah, we learned that yesterday.
We do.
Between send us down a Google rabbit hole, it's going to be hard to get us back. Anyway, so Wendy made her dad proud yesterday. I made my mom completely embarrassed because I talked about The Bachelor. Nice. Anyway, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy here with you on a Friday. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle as we look ahead to championship weekend. A lot to get into 20 minutes from right now. Antonio Brown doesn't have an agent anymore.
Not surprised.
Drew Rosenhaus jumped ship. You know that's bad.
Yeah.
When the agent's gone, that might be the last straw. Anyway, we'll get to some NFL stuff coming up in 20 minutes. But right now, Brian Gebhardt joins us in studio for Big Deal, Small Deal, No Deal.
And now, 92.9 The Game presents Big Deal, Small Deal, or No Deal with Brian Gebhardt on the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
So good.
It was longer than I thought this time around. It just kept going. Was really funny about putting together that rejoiner with Wendy before the show starts. We're in this little cube that we're kind of working on, this little studio office, and the door's closed, and Randy walks in. I'm just sitting there watching a Rihanna music video.
Like, what are you doing? I mean, I walk in, and I'm like, oh, okay. And I was about to walk back. I go, no, you can come in. I'm like, I know I can come in and sit down, but if you got something, y'all vibing to Rihanna, hey.
Yeah, I was like, don't judge me right now. I'm just like, watching Rihanna's music video. That's all.
And nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with watching Rihanna's music video.
She's a very nice-looking lady.
She is.
Had yams on the brain.
And yams on the brain.
All right, big deal, small deal, no deal. The extent of
is Rihanna yammy?
I would say so.
Oh, yeah.
And much more so in the last couple of years.
Yeah. Is she getting thick?
Which is good.
Eating right.
That's exactly right.
All right. First big deal, small deal, no deal one. The extent of this cheating scandal in the MLB and how much everyone's going to hate Jose Altuve, who's like one of the most fun athletes up to this point.
Yeah.
Last couple of years. Everyone hates him now.
It is a big deal, and I'm interested to see what happens from here because you're right. Jose Altuve is just like the little guy. The little engine that could. Everyone was happy for Jose Altuve, like 5'5", hitting home runs, MVP, and all that stuff. And I mean, if they're out there getting the signs buzzed into them, that's not great.
No, like, it's not a good look.
It's not a good look. And again, like, I don't know. I can't back down from my take earlier in the week, which is, I don't know, cheat.
Yeah.
cheat if you can get away with it. Problem is, it doesn't look like they're getting away with it anymore.
They're not getting away with it. And, you know, I love Altuve. He's one of my favorite players because of everything you said. He is the little guy up there with everybody, but he hangs in there. And everything that he does from his career on is going to be – he's a cheater.
Yeah.
You know, he's a cheater. And every home run he hits, oh, he probably got a buzz thing on his leg. I mean, it's going to be so different now when you look at him in this Houston Astros team. But I think I said this on Monday. The one thing about the Houston Astros is that they seem like they're one of the most arrogant, I invented baseball organizations. Because you can go back to so many things with this squad – I mean, with this organization – and for their manager to, I mean, sorry, for their owner to get rid of both of them, I mean, it just, to me, it seemed like that was the last straw with him.
Yeah, and it may very well have been the last straw with him. I don't know if it's going to be the last straw with Major League Baseball, though, because you're right, Randy, you said this earlier. Major League Baseball does not want to penalize individual players, but they might not have a choice. Like, if more and more information comes out, whether it's from players spilling the beans and snitching on one another or more video investigation, because Jose Altuve doing that don't rip my jersey off thing.
It's very guilty looking.
It's very guilty looking. It's very guilty looking.
But I can believe his explanation.
Yeah, he's shy.
He's shy.
His wife got mad at him last time his jersey got ripped off. But then he went in the dugout, took it off, and then came back with a t-shirt on.
That was just
whatever.
Real.
I just feel like, and I know it's not the same thing, but John Coppolella got banned from baseball.
I'm talking about
he exiled.
He would Pete them.
He's not allowed to go to baseball games anymore. And what he did was bad, no doubt. But is it worse than cheating in the World Series to win it? I don't think it is. So I don't know. It seems like this thing is
technically that wasn't the World Series.
Yeah, but then they went to the World Series the next game. and if you're the Dodgers, then you have a right to be really
If anybody can be upset, it would be the Dodgers because it happened to you back-to-back years, you know, with the Red Sox and then with the Astros. If I'm upset if I'm them. But what you going to do? They're not going to take the titles away from them. I mean, but if, say, for instance, they do. Say they strip them. If you're the Dodgers, do you want it?
Yeah, you don't really get it.
You know what I'm saying? So what happens then?
What happens when they strip titles in college football? Like
nobody gets
the runner-up doesn't get the titles.
That's
just
what I'm saying.
Nobody,
so
nobody won a national championship.
And does baseball want to go down that again? Because, dude, they almost didn't recover from 94.
Oh, they don't want to.
You know,
they absolutely don't want to. We know that. They had this information in 2017,
yes,
and they didn't do anything until that Athletic article came out a couple weeks
ago. Because of a snitch.
Or a couple months ago.
There was nothing wrong with feel like you're doing the right thing. Because technically, did he do the right thing? He told people we're cheating. Absolutely correct. But you benefited from the cheating, snitch. That's why I call you a snitch, because you benefited from it. And you ain't got no benefit. How about this then? You got all this integrity in the world. Well, get that damn ring back and pay back that bonus.
True.
With your integrity self.
That's true. That's a great point.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't have it both ways, although I think he kind of is having it both ways.
He is having it both ways.
Yeah, he is having it both ways. It's not really a fair way to do it, but I don't know. We'll spend some more time on this a little bit later. It's really interesting. And the snitching aspect of it is interesting as well, because it is the right thing to
do. It is the right thing to do. To tell people to cheat. You're absolutely correct.
But then also, it's not a good thing to do it and benefit from it and act like you didn't.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, yeah. It's very, I don't know what's going to happen next year, but it's interesting.
Next one for you. Big deal, small deal, no deal. Brett Favre was on an interview on SiriusXM and had the following comments about Aaron Rodgers.
I think what you've done, obviously, has been incredible. And I'm thoroughly impressed of how well you have played, how productive you have played, and how little you turn the ball over, to me, is just baffling.
A lot of love from a guy who used to have a rivalry with Rodgers. That said a lot of kind words about him right there. That's pretty nice.
I don't think he's never not like Aaron. I think it was more or less, you know, this kid ain't coming to take my job, and I ain't ready to leave yet.
Right, which I don't have a problem
with.
Because
I have no problem at all. Now, the only problem we had, I was playing when this whole Brett Favre thing was going on, we got tired of hearing him retire and not retire. Or I don't know if I want to play anymore. I just got irritating to other players. But I mean, as a older player, and they draft another guy at your position, it is not your responsibility to teach that kid anything. It's not your responsibility. It's his responsibility to learn, and it's the coach's responsibility to teach him. Now, do most veterans help the kids out? Yeah. But not all.
Yeah.
I didn't get helped out, but when I became an older player, I helped all the young players. So it goes both ways. But when you're threatened by somebody, when you know they drafted Aaron Rodgers to be your damn replacement.
Yes.
And Brett knew that.
Absolutely.
Why I got to be nice to you?
Well, and the other thing, too, is, like, back then Aaron Rodgers wasn't Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Like, now Brett Favre has the perspective of watching him grow into the player that he's turned into. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame. So I don't think it's a big deal at all that Brett Favre, as a Hall of Fame quarterback, now has the perspective to say, oh, yeah, he's great, too. I'm impressed with what you became. Back then, he was just some punk from Cal who was trying to take his job. So here's the thing that I think is a big deal about Brett Favre, because everything you just said was right. It was always about Brett Favre. It was retire, unretire, get himself in the media, maybe I'll come back and play.
Yeah.
And here, Brett Favre has somehow, finally, found a way to kind of not be the story. He's found a way to sort of go away,
which
I think is hard for him. Like, I think it's really hard for him to get out of the limelight.
The thing about it was, remember how hard it was for him to go back to Green Bay? I mean, they tried forever to get him to retire and do all that stuff. I mean, his number and all that stuff. Brett was like, no, y'all did me dirty. But they really didn't do you dirty, man.
Really,
they moved on from you.
Yeah.
It happens.
I just wish he wouldn't have thrown that interception against the Saints.
Dude, it was a terrible one, too.
It was such a
Brett Favre.
Such a bad throw.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
Don't miss the Atlanta Hawks as they go head-to-head against the Detroit Pistons on Saturday, January 18th from State Farm Arena. Get your tickets today at hawks.com/tickets.
All right, we'll come back, kick off the 11 o'clock hour with an NFL no huddle. Also going to give you another chance at $1,000 just 9 minutes past the 11 o'clock hour. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.